With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of fantastic listening. November brings us the birthdays of several significant composers of sacred choral and organ music, including the 120th birthday of iconic American composer Aaron Copland. So on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to music of Copland as well as others whose birthdays we celebrate in November, Benjamin Britten and William Mathias. We'll begin with Mathias, in fact, a wonderful Welsh composer born November 1, 1934. He only lived to the age of 57, but in that time produced a sizable body of work, including a number of choral and organ pieces. We'll begin with his Toccata Giocosa, composed in 1967 for David Wilcox at the time of the inauguration of the organ at the Royal College of Organists. This celebratory piece is performed here by Christopher Alsop on the organ of Worcester Cathedral.
Thank you.
Christopher Alsop performed Toccata Giocosa by November birthday composer William Matthias on the organ of Worcester Cathedral. Though the hymn, When in Our Music God is Glorified, was not written by any of our birthday composers, it sets the context for our birthday celebrations today. With a stirring tune by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford and wonderful text by Fred Pratt Green, we'll hear it in an arrangement by Richard Prue, who leads the Cathedral Singers in this recording. Richard Prue led the Cathedral Singers in his own arrangement of the hymn When in Our Music God is Glorified. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Benjamin Britten, born on St. Cecilia's Day in November 1913, was one of the most celebrated of British composers of the 20th century, perhaps best known for his many operas, but also for his large and small-scale choral and orchestral works. His Antiphon, composed in 1956, sets a text by George Herbert, not the one we usually associate with this title, but a wonderful hymn of praise in its own right. The choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills, is led by Thomas Foster, and Craig Phillips plays the organ.
Praise, 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 praise be thy God.
Antiphon by November birthday composer Benjamin Britten. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sang under the direction of Thomas Foster, accompanied by Craig Phillips. Several of Britten's smaller-scale choral works honor various saints and holy figures, often presented as a hymn in honor of this or that person. A hymn of St. Columba, composed in December 1962, sets words of the saint to mark the 1400th anniversary of his voyage from Ireland to Iona, where he's credited with spreading Christianity to Scotland. The Finzi singers perform here, directed by Paul Spicer. Andrew Lumsden plays the organ. Music of Benjamin Britten. The Finzi singers performed A Hymn of St. Columba, directed by Paul Spicer. Our next selection, a setting of Psalm 70 in Latin, has its roots not in church music, but in the theater. Deus in Adjutorium Meum was written to open the play This Way to the Tomb, written by Ronald Duncan in 1945, which tells the story of St. Anthony. The motet serves as a musical thread throughout the play, as well as serving as a frame for both the opening and closing. The Britten singers are led by Richard Hickox in this performance.
Thank you.
Deus in Adiutorium Meum, Make Haste, O God, to Deliver Me, by Benjamin Britten. It was performed by the Britten Singers under the direction of Richard Hickox. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We return to Wales for a wonderful piece by William Matthias, written for a royal occasion on the visit of the Queen Mother to St. Paul's Cathedral for the Festival of the Friends of St. Paul's Cathedral in June 1987. For this piece, Matthias chose a text from the writings of the 14th century mystic Julian of Norwich. As truly as God is our Father juxtaposes images and attributes of God as both Father and Mother and unfolds in gentle but expansive phrases. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, accompanied by Andrew Lucas. As Truly as God is Our Father by William Matthias was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed with Andrew Lucas at the organ. Our third birthday composer needs very little introduction, though 2020 marks a significant birthday for Aaron Copland, born 120 years ago on November 14, 1900, right at the turn of the 20th century. His influence on American music over the past century is incalculable, as he captured and developed what many might call an American sound. It's a sound that encompasses and evokes the simplicity of folk song, the brilliance of jazz, and the expansiveness of the open prairie. We'll begin our celebration of Copland's music with a choral setting of Simple Gifts from his collection of Old American Songs, a tune that found its way into several of his landmark compositions. The Atlanta Master Chorale performs, directed by Eric Nelson. Deborah Thorison plays piano. Simple Gifts by birthday composer Aaron Copland. Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in that recording. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Our next selection is an extended a cappella work by Aaron Copland, once known as the Dean of American Composers. In the beginning was something of an innovative work at its time. It takes its text from Genesis and was composed in 1947 on a commission from Harvard University. The text is narrated by a mezzo-soprano soloist with choral elaborations of the pictorial imagery. The choir also provides a refrain which punctuates the work and keeps numerical track of the days of creation. The whole of the piece leads to the radiant concluding affirmation, "And man became a living soul." In this recording, we hear mezzo-soprano Suzanne Mentzer and the University of Texas Chamber Singers, directed by James Morrow. Aaron Copland's In the Beginning on With Heart and Voice. Thank you. The University of Texas Chamber Singers performed In the Beginning by Aaron Copland. Mezzo-soprano soloist was Suzanne Menser, and all were directed by James Morrow. Aaron Copland's opera, The Tenderland, was composed in 1954 and tells of a farm family in the Midwest of the United States. Copland was inspired to write this opera after viewing the Depression-era photographs of Walker Evans and reading James Agee's Let Us Now Praise Famous Men. We'll listen to a well-known quintet from that opera, The Promise of Living. It's performed by the Turtle Creek Chorale, accompanied by the Dallas Wind Symphony. All are directed by Timothy Selig.
Brother, dance, and just the sun, change, joy, sing.
The Promise of Living from Aaron Copland's opera The Tenderland. Timothy Selig led the Turtle Creek Chorale and Dallas Wind Symphony in that performance. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate November birthday composers Benjamin Britten, Aaron Copland, and William Mathias. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.